Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We have an update on Jeff Hardy. Plus, could a top Raw tag team be splitting up soon? And a former WWE star is taking part in Indy's biggest tournament. For Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We start with an update on Jeff Hardy. Over the weekend, Jeff Hardy was sent home from a WWE tour. Concerns about being in an incapable condition to wrestle. This came after a six-man tag team match, which saw Jeff Hardy become increasingly sluggish as the match wore on and then disappear into the crowd before the conclusion of the match. Matt Hardy appeared on the House Hardy Twitch and said, "I did speak to Jeff for a little bit today. He's okay. He's good. I think he will be fine. Once again, this isn't my business. If he wants to go into it with more detail, he'll do it himself. Jeff is okay. He is at home and okay. And it's not my business or story to tell or explain. Besides, this is not my story to tell because it's not my perspective. I love my brother and I want him to be okay and healthy." The main thing from that is that Jeff Hardy is currently home and he is safe. And of course, as and when more details arise of if we will see Jeff Hardy again soon, when we will see Jeff Hardy back, and anything that comes from this, we'll let you know at cultaholic.com.
So, dude, it seemed it was getting really juicy between you and Omos. Can you explain what's going on between the two of you? Yes, you and Omos. What is this, Dateline? Kinda. A disagreement, miscommunication. That's all that was between a great tag team. But you wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Riddle? And if you don't get that microphone out of my face, I'm going to shove it down your throat.
Monday Night Raw last night, as we are on the road to WWE Day 1, had another match added to Day 1, which we'll get to in a moment. But first, a team could be splitting up on Raw. AJ Styles and Omos had themselves a fallout during their match with the Street Profits, one that saw Omos tag himself in and get himself counted out. AJ shouted at Omos after this blunder, and we saw Omos storming off. Now, WWE have reportedly been keen to split Omos and AJ up and have Omos go it alone since before the WWE draft. There is a lot of high hopes for Omos to be a major prospect for the company, and they're keen to break him away from AJ Styles and have him do his own thing. For many, they say that Omos may not be in a position where he is ready to do that yet, but it feels as if they may have started sowing the seeds of that split on Raw last night. Also last night on Raw, we saw the return of a WWE Hall of Famer, Jerry Lawler, is back. This comes after PW Insider reports that Lawler has signed a new contract with the company. Now, he was at the show last night taking place in his hometown of Memphis. There was a weird segment involving him, Rhea Ripley, Nikki Ash, and a fan, in which it looked as if a fan wanted to get an autograph off Nikki, but it turned out she wanted one off Jerry Lawler, who was out of shot. It was a very strange segment that they ran. But this could be the beginning of more stuff for Jerry the King Lawler in WWE. We had last-minute changes to Monday Night Raw, according to Fightful. Kevin Owens and Big E's steel cage match was planned to be the main event of the third hour. However, a few hours before, that was switched. So we had it as the opening match with Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch's Raw Women's Title match going on last. No reasons as to why this switch came about. Normally it's a case of they want to be starting Raw with something of a spectacle, and that's not to say that Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan wouldn't be a spectacle, but more the visual of a steel cage descending at the beginning of Raw would be something that would probably be more eye-catching for people channel hopping at the beginning of the 3 hours. Presumably. And it was during Raw last night that we had another war of words between Edge and The Miz. It was on Miz TV where we saw Edge and Miz having words. Miz said that Edge had been busy trying to protect his spot in WWE rather than helping The Miz when he got kicked out of the locker room years ago, which was a true thing that actually happened. Edge responded to this, saying that in the arena that he is in, he remembers giving Miz words of encouragement. Miz, however, was too busy acting like a bigger star and wasn't keen on listening to that advice. They go back and forth before Edge says that if Miz was challenging him to a fight, he will officially accept the fight at WWE Day 1. So it's been signed. Edge will face The Miz on January the 1st. Other matches for WWE Day 1 include Big E versus Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship. And for the Universal title, Roman Reigns will be challenged by Brock Lesnar.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The former Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer, is going to be in action next month. He is part of Northeast Wrestling's event on the 21st of January at John F. Kennedy High School. He is appearing alongside ROH's Matt Taven, the former Wyatt family member Rowan, Eric Redbeard, Mercedes Martinez, and WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter. What an eclectic bunch for Northeast Wrestling. GCW will run the Collective next year around WrestleMania time. So the Collective is GCW's series of unique events that they run in and around a major WWE show. And normally, like, there was the plans were to have a Collective in 2020, the first one, then that got cancelled because of COVID. They moved it to later in the year. We had the Collective last year in Ybor City, Florida, which saw shows like Effie's Big Gay Brunch, Alley Cat's Real Hot Girl, GCW Planet Death, the GCW Acid Cup, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, and GCW For the Culture. It's back in 2022, and it'll be held at Dallas's Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, and that'll be March 31st, April the 1st, and April the 2nd in the run-up to Wrestle and around WrestleMania 38. A former WWE producer is back on the road soon. Scott Garland, the former Scotty Too Hottie, said that his WWE No Compete ends on the 23rd of December, and he is looking to wrestle all around the world. He wants to be back in Canada, back in Europe, back in the UK, everywhere he wants to wrestle. And you know what? Bring Scotty Too Hottie to the UK. If there's any UK-based wrestling promoters listening, get Scotty Too Hottie over here. Ending on news on a major indie tournament, the Battle of Los Angeles is back from PWG, and it's going to be happening a little earlier in the calendar, January the 29th and January the 30th, the same weekend as WWE Royal Rumble. And the first participant has been announced, and it's former WWE star Jonah, formerly known as Bronson Reed. He's been making some waves as part of New Japan Strong and Impact Wrestling, and he'll be part of the Battle of Los Angeles. Previous winners of the Bowler include Kenny Omega, Adam Cole, Sami Zayn back in his days as El Generico, Kyle O'Reilly and Ricochet. Jonah looking to join some quite elite company in January. The Cultaholic Classic Raw Review is on the podcast feed right now, episode 133, as we watch every episode of Raw from the very beginning to its very bitter end or ours. We're on the road to Survivor Series 1995 with Jatkins and myself. Check out the podcast feed tomorrow for a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm in conversation with our latest castaway, the reigning Impact Wrestling X Division champion, Trey Miguel. On Thursday, you have a very special watch-along from the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review, as Sam Driver and myself are watching WCW Halloween Havoc 1995. It is man versus man and machine versus machine. That's on Thursday on the podcast feed. The Cultaholic podcast returns on Friday as normal with Jack, with Ross and with Matthew breaking down this bloody week in the wrestling, plus answering your questions from the mailbag as well. On Saturday, it's another watch along as Matthew, Greg and myself are offering an alternative commentary to WWF's Royal Rumble 2001, a Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review presentation. That's on the podcast feed on Saturday. And that is your outlook for the podcasts for the rest of this week. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today as I tell you why, definitively why, Kyle O'Reilly and Johnny Gargano must leave WWE. There is details from all sides, and it's on the YouTube channel later at youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.